hope you enjoyed that grand old song. That was sung by Ruff Barnard back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. He had some of the greatest revivals ever been held, I think, in America. He had more influence on my life than any preacher that I've met in my some 60 years of living a Christian life. He was a strange preacher. He didn't give any invitations in his revival. He said if people got under conviction of the Spirit, they'd stop you and want to seek the Lord and be saved. And he experienced that as he had preached the gospel. In one of his great revivals, he preached a Wednesday night, and he hadn't had nobody had stopped his preaching. The president of the bank come up as he was preaching and confessed that he had been embezzling money from the bank and told how much, and the police had come and arrested him and took him to jail from the pulpit. And they had one of the greatest revivals. And back in them days before World War II, it seemed like everything's been a cooling off since World War II. I know some old preachers that would preach a revival and people would take a hatchet and go out of the liquor business, take a hatchet and bust up their own liquor and tell them they were going to live a changed life from now on. And I know the Brush Arbor revival when people would tear up their own stills and tell everybody they was changing their living, they'd been converted. And I think that's what we need now, where we see a great evidence of changed lives when we have a revival. So this morning, I'd like to talk to you a few minutes about the eternal everlasting Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said when he was here on the earth, said, many are called, but few are chosen. It's really serious as we go down through this world and the Holy Spirit's alive and in action, convicting people of righteousness, sin, and the judgment. But there's only a few that surrender and changes their lifestyle and find that they have a new nature down inside of them. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ was here in the world, only a few that came to the Lord when he was here would surrender to his claims and demands. And his first demand was that they had to have a new birth. They'd have to have a new nature. Because it was impossible for a natural man to surrender without having the new spirit born within him. According to the Word of God, no one can serve God and mammon. He has to hate one and love the other. And a natural man that's never been born of the Spirit of God, really deep down in his heart, hates the Lord Jesus Christ and his claims and demands, because he demanded that you surrender all and seek him above everything else in the world and put his kingdom first in your life to truly become his disciple. A natural man really hates the Lord. He may be a religious person, but deep down in his soul, he hates the Lord Jesus Christ and his claims and demands. And he will not allow the Lord Jesus Christ to reign over him. It's only after a person experiences a new birth and a new nature, and finds that a new spirit has been born down inside of him, that a man will really love the Lord Jesus Christ and surrender his all to his claims and demands, and surrendered to let the Lord Jesus Christ reign over him and put his kingdom first in this life. I've been in a lot of the big revivals in all this area, from Charlotte to Spartanburg and all around in my 60 years. I've seen many professions. Very few really surrender their lives to live a lifestyle that's pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after all, that's what it's all about, is surrendering, come to know the Lord and have a new spirit within you, the one that loves light and the things of the Lord rather than darkness. The most professors that I've seen in great revivals in my 60 years since I was converted, in about 3 months, you found them all back in their old same lifestyle. It's sad, but I've seen this happen over and over again in my life. And I've talked to so many people about the Lord and their life and eternity as I've tried to witness some 60 years for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I find so many people that has made 2 and 3 professions in their lifetime and still find that they're lost and without God and without any hope. So each one of you listen to me. I hope you will make your peace call election sure by being sure that you've come to the Lord Jesus Christ when he called you and surrendered all to his claims and demands, and experiencing the Holy Spirit coming into your life and taking up his abode. And then you'll love the Lord and love his people and love to put his kingdom first in your life. In the story in the Bible about the seed and the sowers, it was only 1 out of 4 that brought forth good fruit. In this story in the Bible of the seed and the sower, they was like the rich young ruler. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ there in the presence of the God of all eternity. But when the Lord Jesus Christ laid his claims and demands upon him, he loved his possessions more than God. He wouldn't surrender. He went back down the road in sorrow. In a few years, we might say all these people in the store, the seed and the sower, they was years, but by their actions, they proved that the Lord was not going to reign over them. They was like this rich young ruler. But there's one thing that I'd like to warn each one of us. This rich young ruler that failed to surrender to the claims and demands of the Lord Jesus Christ found just outshone her beyond death. And all of you listening to me is going to experience this. He met the Lord Jesus Christ again after death. And you're going to meet him again out yonder beyond the grave. And that rich young ruler found out when it was forever and eternally too late that he had resisted the Lord of the universe. And he had failed to surrender to his claims and demands and adopt a new lifestyle. But when he got out, John, beyond death, and you and me are going to experience this, you're going to have to meet the Lord Jesus Christ out there, because all judgment's been turned over to him. And now he has to remember his meeting with the Lord in this lifetime and what he did And he finds out there in eternity that in his lifestyle there in that highway when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, he settled his eternal destiny forever and found that he was forever and eternally shut out of the kingdom of God because he had failed to surrender to the claims and demands of the Lord Jesus Christ and said, "This man shall not reign over me." How are you settling your eternal destiny as you go down through this life? You'll have it settled one way or the other when death overtakes you as the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and you find yourself out yonder in eternity face to face with the one that sent his Holy Spirit to call you to surrender to the claims and demands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only a few in this generation is finding the narrow way that leads to everlasting life. Did you know that almost all, when the Lord Jesus Christ was here in this world, the great, the mighty, the wise, and almost all the religious leaders missed that narrow way that leads to everlasting life when the Lord Jesus Christ was here in the world? They failed to surrender because he was a door into that narrow way. And they failed to bow to his claims and demands. Let me read you what Paul told the Corinthians about the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this ought to alarm each one listening to me. He tells these Corinthians, "For you see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble men are called." That's a terrible statement in order to alarm each one listening to me. And every man that thinks he's a noble man, a mighty man, as he goes down through this world. Because the Lord hates pride, he always has. And he said, "Not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, nor not many noble are called." And that's the way it was when the Lord Jesus went down through this world. There was only a few of the mighty religious people, the mighty politicians, and the great rich men that found the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen at verse 27 in the first chapter of Corinthians. "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." The Lord Jesus Christ lived a simple, meek, and lowly life when he was here in this world. You find him out in the highways and out beside the lakes, calling the simple people and healing the brokenhearted people. And you and me need to read this scripture over and over again. And verse 28 said, "And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught or nothing things that are." All the mighty and the noble and the wise men is going to find one day that God has brought them down to nothing yonder in the judgment. Everything they had in the world will mean nothing to them out yonder beyond the grave. It's serious because the Lord said, "Not many wise, not many mighty, Not many noble men are called, but just a few once in a while. For God's chosen the foolish, the weak, the despised, to bring to naught the wise, abiding the noble men on this earth. And the reason that he did this, the Bible says that no flesh will ever glory in the presence of God. It'll be only the meek and the humble and lowly people. Is the one the Lord called the brokenhearted people here in this world. The Lord said that he hated pride and proud people, and my, how proud we are in America with all the finery and luxury that we've got, when all the generation before us didn't have these beautiful cars and all the luxuries around their house. But he's a meek and lowly person. He was despised and rejected of men when he was here on this earth. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Only a few recognized him when he came. Let me urge you to listen to his call as I bring this program here to a close. And surrender all now, this side of eternity, to the claims and demands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord's out in the highways and the hedges now, calling the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. It's really serious as you think about how the Lord is building his kingdom now. He told his the servants to go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Because his house is going to be filled every place at the table. Come and completely surrender everything. And be sure you're going to have a place yonder at that great marriage supper when the Lord Jesus Christ presents his bride to his Father yonder. After this world has come to a close, it's really serious as we live and go down through this world. And let me read you the great invitation the Lord gave in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. He had said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, the poor, the maimed, the weak, the lame, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." The one that's called you and came into the world is a meek, lowly person. And there's very few people that want to humble themselves to associate with the meek and lowly. And he said, if you had come to me, this meek and lowly person, you'd find rest for your soul. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let me urge you, each one as I bring this to a close, be sure you surrender to all the claims and demands of the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him wheresoever he leads you in this pilgrim journey of your soul, is my prayer as I bring this to a close.